President. Yeah, I have Senator Humphrey for you.
Hello.
Go ahead,
Hello.
Please.
Mr. President.
Hubert, how are you?
Well, fine, and I wanted to call up just to congratulate you on this historic victory.
Well, thank you very much. You
racked them up.
You've been a very statesmanlike man, as I always, just speaking as friends, people ask me very privately to compare this with 68, and I said, well, the difference is that when Senator Humphrey and I were campaigning and we had this terrible issue of Vietnam, we both put the country first, and I said, this time, I said, we had a problem where one fellow said any goddamn thing that came in his head.
Yeah.
Your private information, and you should know, for 3 days, I got the whole thing in my pocket.
Yes.
As you probably guessed.
Yes. I had a talk with Henry a couple of days ago.
Right.
They asked me whether or not we could have got a settlement like this. 69. I said no.
Yeah. Well, you made a great statement. I asked Henry to call you, but I think you should know that.
Thank you.
Within 10 days, you will see it's all falling into place, and we knew it a week ago, but we couldn't say it. I mean,
well, I understood that.
But I felt you had to fight for your man. I understood why, but I know that you didn't approve of some of the tactics.
Well, I'll have a talk with you sometime. I knew it, you know, I did what I had to do.
Of course you did.
If not, Mr. President, this whole defeat would have been blamed on me and some of
That's
my
right.
associates.
That's right. That's right. Now,
I know that.
That's right.
Well, we'll
get together and we'll work for the good of the country. That's the important thing.
Surely will. And I didn't want to let this night go by without.
Well, it's so good of you to call. And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. By the way, my son was elected to the state senate out here.
Isn't that great? Well, I hope we didn't run a man against him that gave him any trouble.
Well, as a matter of fact, the man that ran against him was a very fine man. I was afraid the boy wasn't going to win.
Right.
But
isn't that great?
Did a good campaign, and you can imagine I feel pretty good tonight.
We have some good things going on here, and are you in Minnesota now?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How's that coming out? I don't know. I haven't seen it. I see it's very close.
Yes. The of course, what you've got here now, Mr. President, is the city votes are in.
Do you think, how do you project it?
I think you'd win out here, but not by as large as you would in other states.
Yeah. But we never did. Minnesota's always closer.
We're fairly well organized out here, Mr. President.
I know. Yeah, that's right. Particularly with you coming out, you see. You heard us, you see.
Well, I didn't.
But we didn't need you this time like 60, so I won't hold it against you.
I did my duty.
Okay. But you think we'll win it? Do you think we'll win it at the moment, seriously?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I think that that you'll most likely come out of here with between 50,000 and 100,000.
Okay. I'll hold you to that. Anything less than 50, I'm going to make you pay.
Make me pay, are you? All right. Well, you and Pat both look good on that TV tonight.
Oh, well.
And
those things are so hard to handle with us. Yeah. With roaring crowds, but.
I never told you how much I appreciated that handwritten letter, but I just want you to know that
well,
my wife and I cherish it.
Listen, I...
meant a great deal to me.
I've been through this, and I meant it from the heart.
I know that.
And anyway, we'll do some good things for this country in the next year.
Righto, and...
4 years, Hubert.
Areas you, I told Henry you can depend on us.
I know it.
We're going to be there.
And just remember, whenever you think you're going to... I mean, you're checking yourself out, read about Churchill. I was reading... Peter DeMessinger's it isn't new. It's a great biography. California the other day. You know, Hubert, when he was 68, he became prime minister, and Israeli was 68. So, what the hell? You're still in your 60s.
Yeah, I know, but we Minnesotans got a bad reputation for running too often.
Okay.
You know about it.
Well, good luck, and thank you for being such a statesman.
All right, friend. Goodbye.